And now, here's a Christmas message from the Talking Newspaper's founding chairman, Rod Wainwright. This was recorded by Christine Ward over the telephone, so apologies for the less than perfect sound quality.
Hello everyone, this is Rod Wainwright, a voice from the past. I hope most of you will remember me as being involved with setting up the Talking Newspaper and being chairman for the first 18 years. I was also, for several years, the person who asked the questions on the monthly quiz. Due to falling health, caused by an irregular heart condition, and due to the fact that I was living alone with no nearby family, I decided, with no little sadness, to move to Andover in Hampshire, with my daughter Leslie, who lives there with her husband and my two grandchildren, Jenna and James. I've lived here for 18 months now, and I'm quite settled, but still, let it be known that I'm a proud Yorkshireman and always will be. My email address remains my Lions nickname, Rod from Todd. I was very pleased to be asked by my friend Christine to give you this year's Christmas message. When it comes to Christmas, I'm of the age to be a traditionalist and be rather nostalgic of Christmas's past. Although no longer a regular churchgoer, I still believe in calling the season Christmas and not Xmas. X, for me, is the mathematical symbol for something unknown. Also, I have no time for the politically correct happy holiday. We're invited to celebrate and join in the celebrations of other faiths, such as Eid and Diwali, but why should we try to avoid upsetting others by changing the name of our festival? I also dislike the rampant commercialism that sees Christmas decorations, or trimmings as we used to call them, growing up in shops in early October. I saw on television that even Betty's Tea Rooms in Harrogate and York put their Christmas decorated windows in place at the beginning of November. The other day, in contrast, I saw a post on Facebook which said there are 12 days of Christmas and none of them are in October or November. However, enough of the preaching. Going back to the nostalgia, I often think of Christmas as it used to be when I was a child. I was brought up in the village of Middlestown, which is on the main road between Wakefield and Huddersfield, and on the hill overlooking the River Calder. We had a custom, which I believe is quite rare, if not unique. We used to let in Christmas, just like the first footers let in the new year in many other parts of the country. We even had a little rhyme, which I think is quite unique. I don't know of anywhere it was used anywhere else at all. It went like this. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, a pocket full of money and a barrel full of beer, a big fat pig to last all year. Please will you let's in, let's in, let's in. We used to go to all our relations and neighbours early on Christmas morning and hope we were the first to do so. It was very lucrative, as we would be rewarded with a silver coin, a shilling, or if we were lucky, a florin, or even a half crown. Another custom which I enjoyed, of course, was going out carol singing. That was also useful for topping up my spending money. I was brought up as a strict Methodist. On Christmas night, some members of the chapel went out carol singing, visiting homes of members of the chapel and the Sunday school. And I was allowed to join them when I became a teenager. They would meet at the chapel just before midnight. When midnight arrived, it was time to sing Christians Awake for the first time. It was not allowed to be sung before Christmas Day, as of course the first lines are Christians Awake, salute the happy morn, whereon the Saviour of the world was born. By the way, did you know that the tune is called Yorkshire? And it was written in the mid-18th century by a man called Wainwright. How about that? We then set off to sing at homes around the village. I must admit, I used to sneak off and let in Christmas at homes where the light was still on. Another event was a party we had on Boxing Day for members of the family. Grandma and granddad, aunts and uncles, cousins in variable numbers. Everyone received a small present, but in a unique way. My dad would start with one present and tie it to a piece of string. He would then lead the string up to the ceiling, then across room several times, and finally leave the end of the string dangling with a ticket attached with the name of the recipient on it. He did the same with everyone's present, making a huge spider's web across the room. Everyone had to follow their string to find their present, and all starting at the same time. The result was, of course, hilarious chaos and great fun. I also used to enjoy Christmas later in life when I became a teacher. I enjoyed the carol concerts and the parties, especially when I was head at Robin Hood and I could organise everything. Happy days. And how could I forget the happy, but often cold and sometimes wet evenings, travelling the streets of Tobberdon with the lions Santa sleigh. Then, of course, Christmas was also very special when I had my own family and we created our own memories. I think that's enough of my memories. I hope you too have many happy memories which define what Christmas means to you. Finish, I would like to revisit the story of the first Christmas and recall the message of the angel who visited the shepherds. I bring you tidings of great joy, peace and goodwill to all men. Once again, those are Christmas gifts we really need in the world today. So, I would like to wish you all, the listeners of the Talking Newspaper of Tobberdon, and all the people who volunteered to make it happen, the committee, the readers and contributors, the engineers, team leaders and editors, and all my friends in Tobberdon, a very happy Christmas and a happy and peaceful New Year. With, of course, a pocket full of money, a barrel full of beer and a pig to last all year. Finally, a wish and a prayer that you don't get the Boxing Day present that the whole valley got last year. Bye.